We're looking at the challenging employment picture today. So many people looking for work and so few jobs. The job hunt can be especially challenging for people who used to work but then took time off to raise a family. The U.S. Census says there are nearly 6 million stay-at-home mothers in the United States. And if they decide to go back to work, they find employers that may be reluctant to hire people with a big gap on their resume. But a returnship might help. A returnship is a full-time internship that gives moms an opportunity to get a foot in the door and employers the chance to try out prospective employees. Goldman Sachs and MIT have tried returnships. Carol Fishman Cohen is co-founder of the career reentry program iRelaunch. She's also a mother who worked in finance before having kids. We'll hear more on that in a bit. But first, Carol, explain how returnships work. Can anyone do them, or are they just for moms?
These programs are not usually specifically for moms, although just through self-selection, most of the people that are in this demographic are women who have taken time out to care for children.
And sometimes they're paid, but probably more often than not, they're not paid. We read about one lawyer who took an unpaid part-time job. Now, that did lead to a full-time position for her, but still, working for free seems like a lot to ask. What do you hear from moms, whether that's important? Because I think we all know that being a stay-at-home mom is the hardest unpaid job out there.
Well, we tell moms who are returning to work that the internship concept itself, paid or unpaid, is what's important, because the returning professional wants to have the experience in the employer's location, so both the employer and the returning professional can make a judgment about the working relationship. So we say you can accomplish those goals whether you're being paid or not paid.
What's so difficult about moms returning to work? Why can't they just apply for open positions and get hired like everybody else?
Well, typically, they have a big gap on their resume, a number of years out of the workforce, and hiring managers view that gap in different ways. Those who are skeptical might find the internship concept as the perfect way to hire the person. And indeed, we recommend to returning professionals that they suggest to employers who they feel might be skeptical that they be hired under an internship or consulting environment, the key factors being that it is short-term and non-binding. So the employer is not obligated to hire you at the end of the period, but you still have the opportunity to test out the working relationship.
A vice president from Goldman Sachs, Monica Marquez, said that using their returnship program, they found a lot of good talent. And those people had gotten, you know, stuck at the hiring manager's desk and never went any further. Once these women are hired, because Goldman Sachs did hire many from the program, how did they do after they came back to work?
Goldman Sachs' program started in 2008. They started with small cohorts of 10 to 11 people and just recently tripled the size of the program. They were typically hiring about 50% of the class in each year, and they were thrilled with the caliber of people that they were getting. And we see that pretty typically. Once companies see success stories, then their whole perspective shifts about the population in general.
But there might not all be success stories. Not everyone gets hired. What do the moms learn from doing this returnship that they might have forgotten about what it's like to work full time?
Right. And I think Monica Marquez also commented that some of the people who were in the internship program there found that the fast-paced environment was too much and they didn't want to continue in that.
Would you say in your research into this, though, that moms make good employees, returning moms who've been out of the workforce for maybe as long as 10 years?
We love the returning professional demographic at iRelaunch because if you think about the life stage that the people are in who are returning, fewer maternity leaves, they've done that already. They're at a more stable stage of life in terms of relocation. They have experience, they have maturity, plus they have an energy and enthusiasm about returning to work precisely because they've been away from it for a while.
Well, what's your advice for moms re-entering the workforce who maybe can't get a returnship? It's not a very common program. They don't want to be an intern like the freshman in college. What should they do to try to get a job?
Well, again, this does not have to be a paid situation. So essentially, an unpaid internship is equivalent to what we call strategic volunteering. You want to take volunteer roles that are in line with your career goals. So if that means you're a freelance writer who takes on the role of writer and editor for the online magazine for Amnesty International, that would be a strategic volunteering post. If you want to manage construction builds and you head up a weekend build for Habitat for Humanity, that would be another example of a volunteer position that would be resume material, get you great networking contacts, and ultimately help lead to a paid position.
What's your advice to new moms who are just now leaving the workforce and thinking, I don't want my career to flounder? What would you say to them so that they're in a good position in 5 to 10 years when they want to come back?
I think moms just beginning career breaks should try to stay in touch with their networks, not only their peers or people they report to, but people who are junior to them. Because remember, while you've been out of the workforce, these junior people are going to be moving up. They should also look for covering maternity leaves, doing short-term consulting projects at their old employer, even if the position may be very junior to what they left, just to maintain that connection. And then there's the very basic: read articles in your field. If you find something that's particularly interesting, send it off to someone you used to work with, just to maintain that connection.
Carol, you have 4 kids. What did you do? Did you stay at home or did you keep on the career path?
I did work part-time for 5 years, and then I was home completely for 6 years. After those 11 years out of the full-time workforce, I returned to an investment firm. I stayed there for just over a year and then left. Ultimately, I decided my interests and skills had shifted, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. But one of the most important steps of this process is to do a career assessment and analyze whether your interests and skills have changed or have not changed during the time that you have been on career break.
That's Carol Fishman-Cohen, co-founder of the career reentry program iRelaunch. She's also co-author of Back on the Career Track, a guide for stay-at-home moms who want to return to work.